struggling to keep up with those drastic changes you picked up from the latest influencer? I mean, she had great success, so why on earth are you struggling so much? Why isn't it working for you? You're not getting anywhere. You're starving all the time. What's going on? What am I doing wrong? I know that's what you're thinking. Let's chat. Welcome to Holistic Health Made Simple. Are you tired of chasing fad diets and endless workouts? Frustrated and confused by the conflicting advice on health and weight loss? Well, you're not alone. I'm Jolene, a nutritional therapy practitioner, and I'm here to guide you on a different path through holistic wellness. Together, we'll blend ancestral wisdom with scientific principles, making health and weight loss a reality. Say goodbye to yo-yo dieting and hello to simple, individualized steps that will help you reach your goals. Let's explore the power of healing your gut, optimizing your metabolism, and embracing whole foods. Ready to make that personalized wellness a reality? Let's get started on your journey to real health. Hey, hey there! Oh my gosh, friend, I see you. I see you struggling. I've been you. I've been there. You find the person, the latest influencer that has 100 million followers, and she is telling you exactly what to eat and exactly what exercises to do. You're struggling to eat what she eats. You're struggling with the exercises. You're not getting any results at all. If anything, you're starving all the time. Your body's achy. Your sleep's all messed up. And you just are frustrated. I've been there. I get it. I feel you. I was you. She had so much success and you cannot figure out why you're not seeing the results. You saw it like the first couple weeks, but after that, it has just been this roller coaster of up and downs. Now, I know I always say weight loss and even your health journey is a roller coaster of sorts. It is not going to be a straight line, but we need to dive into this. This latest influencer that you're following, that you expect the same results as she got, you're what? 20 years older than her? 30 years older than her? More than that? How on earth do you expect to get the same results as some young 20-something-year-old or early 30-something-year-old when you're in your late 40s, 50s, or 60s? It doesn't work like that. Our bodies are not working the same. Things need to be adapted as we age. And sometimes we need to be realistic. I know, I said the R word, but it even took me a long time to realize that our bodies, each one of us, are built uniquely beautiful, but they're uniquely different. So stop fighting your body and start learning to work with it to reach those goals, to get smaller, to get healthier, to feel better, to have more energy, to enjoy life. That's the bottom line. We want to be able to feel good and enjoy life. So how do we do it if what we were being taught isn't working? I know there's lots of people out there that are going to come at me, but I am a realist. I think we all really need to be realistic. We need to be realistic with our current health, our current stress levels, our current lifestyles, our current working environment, and work with what we have in a way that is empowering and healthy and helps us improve our situation rather than adding something that is so extreme and so out of touch with the body we're living in that it puts so much stress on it. Now, there's nothing wrong inherently with what this influencer is teaching you, except for the fact that you can do things and get away with things in your 20s that you can't in your 30s. That you can do in your 30s that you can't in your 40s, that you can do in your 40s, you can't in your 50s. You see where I'm going with this. And the longer you have maybe not taken care of yourself is the best way to phrase that, the harder it is to expect these dramatic changes in a few months. If you are being pitched that you can lose 20 pounds in a month, They can't guarantee that. And if they do and you do get there, what's going to happen the following month or the months after that? Living life in starvation isn't healthy. Eating enough food and nourishment is. Learning and taking a step back and saying, you know what? I want to do this the right way, the healthy way, and get there. Where do you start to do it that way? First of all, drown out the quick fix noise. It took you however many years, maybe 20, 30, 40 years to be in the spot you're in today. You cannot expect it to go away in 3 months. It could take a year. It could take 2 years. It depends on your current health, your current physical health, as well as your internal health. And by physical health, I mean, if you haven't been exercising, what is your muscle health like? What kind of injuries have you had? Have you been in a car accident? Are there things you can and can't do that are going to prohibit you from doing what a 20-year-old is telling you to do? Are you so morbidly obese that you can't get up and down from the floor? It's nothing wrong. It doesn't mean that you're never going to reach your goals. What it means is you have to approach it gentlier. Is that a word? Gentler? That's it. You've got to approach it slower. The main thing to start with is your brain. Believe in yourself that you are worth doing this and doing it in a way that makes you healthy. The size you are right now is meaningless. Your size does not dictate your worth. You deserve to be healthy. You deserve love. But the only way you can get both of those is to love yourself enough to take those first steps. And those first steps aren't an extreme diet. Those first steps are being honest with yourself of what position you are in today. So now I need you to get real honest. What are your current health issues besides weight? What are your current physical limitations besides weight? Write them down. When you do any kind of searching for your journey, include these limitations. How do I improve? Insert health condition. How do I exercise with insert limitation of physical mobility? That's where we start. We start with what we're at and we find things we can do that are not going to set us back. I say these things for one reason and one reason only. I've lived them. I thought the only way was to do what society said I had to do to get here. I'd end up with autoimmune conditions because I wasn't eating right. I ended up with injuries because I did too much too fast in a body that wasn't used to moving. Those are the things we need to do. Be realistic. That doesn't make you less than anything. It will actually set you up for success. Start slow. Do you struggle getting up and down off the ground? So any kind of home workout that has you going up and down and up and down is not good for you. Then find a standing yoga routine or a chair yoga routine or something that just stays all the exercises on the ground. So you only have to get up and down once. Make sure you have a chair next to you so you can get up easily. Those are things I want you to consider. And size doesn't always matter on getting up and down from the ground. That's mobility. And small people have mobility issues just as much as large people. So it doesn't really matter. But take something or find something that is easy for you to do, that you can do in simple steps. Take a step back from these wazoo influencers that aren't doing you any good. They are giving you food and exercises that aren't meant and right for your body. Like I always say, start with the basics. Start by switching out to real foods. Focus in on adding fermented foods to work on your gut, because those two go hand in hand and will help you start releasing some of that excess weight and help alleviating some of the symptoms you're having from whatever health issues you have. And then start moving your body as you are capable of doing it. If that means you have to sit in a chair with two 16-ounce water bottles and kind of punch out and get your heart rate up, then that's what you do. If you can go on a 5-mile walk and that's simple for you, then that's what you do. Meet your body where it's at today to make those steps forward. Before you start diving into hacks and quick fixes, or even working with me on something like finding food sensitivities, unless you're well aware of it and you're already eating real foods, there's no reason to start there. You've got to start at the beginning. When I have people work with me, I make them start at the beginning. If you don't start at the basics, the very, very beginning, eating real foods, eliminating processed foods, eliminating lots of excess sugar. If you can eliminate sugar altogether, even better for a while. Adding in fermented foods, drinking your water, moving your body. Those three things help balance out your body, work on your gut, all at the same time. Even exercise helps you work on your gut because it helps you improve your sleep. Then we start working on eliminations. Then we start working on circadian rhythm. Then we start deep diving into gut health. But you need to be eating real foods, moving your body, and being hydrated. I know, I sound like a broken record, but this is the time of year that everybody is falling off of their resolution. I don't know what you call it, but they started out in January gung-ho, and they started out too hard, too heavy, too fast, and they don't know what to do. I don't want you to give up. I believe in you. You can do this. But the time to follow a 20-something influencer at 40, 50-something, it's done. Find someone your own age. Hey, I'm your own age. But find someone your own age that can help you through the changes your body is going through now. That's key. I have people I follow that are helping me go through how my body's changing right now. I am a late menopause person. I'm still in perimenopause, but I need to support my body with where it's at now. You need to support your body where it is at now. I cannot stress this enough. That is why I keep making episodes that sound very similar over and over again. You need to be supporting your body where it's at now. Next episode, we are going to tackle that new study that came out on protein. It's a bunch of malarkey. You know, I'm trying to keep this a clean show so that anyone can listen to it. So we'll call it a bunch of malarkey. So when I say eat real foods, eat your fruits and vegetables, but make sure you're prioritizing that protein. Get in those fermented foods, drink your water, start some sort of movement. And I would like to invite you, if you are struggling, into my free community where we can work and support each other step by step along this journey so we don't give up. Because the only time we fail is when we completely give up. You're gonna have setbacks. Those are not failures. Failure is not doing anything and giving up completely. As long as you keep getting back on that horse and going forwards, you, my friend, are a success story. So if you would like to join me, the link to the community is in the show notes. It is off Facebook so that I could keep it completely private. Because you know what? We share some things, or I'd like you to share some things that may be personal. So I'd love to see you there. And I want you to be successful. We all deserve health. We deserve to enjoy the time of our life where we're more free. We're not tied down by work as much. Our kids are out of the house if you have kids. You have grandkids you want to go run after and play with. That's what I want for you. And if you're not quite there yet and you're in your 30s and 40s, I want you to start now so that you don't feel like you're up against a race to get there. The earlier you start taking your health seriously, the easier it is. And we all want life to our years. I don't care how long you live. If you're bedridden, that's no fun. We want life in those years. On that note, friends, I will see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening in today. I hope you got some nuggets to take on your health journey. Remember, this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes. No medical advice is being given. By listening to this podcast, you agree to the full disclaimer, which is linked in the show notes. If you found this podcast helpful, could you take 30 seconds and leave a review? Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps others discover my show. Once again, thank you for being part of my community. Until next time, have a blessed day.